Maybe you wanted to lick it.
Welcome to hour two. Hour two is we're talking now. Can you say the thing about Russell again?
Hound dogs. Well, they're...
Russell Smith going to be at Hound Dogs.
If they're listening to the podcast, the chances are they're probably not going to hear that before three. I guess they could maybe hear it by the end of the show. But yeah, Russell, 3-6, Hound Dogs. Go see him.
I did see, I saw a story about on the news that Young Williams is, they're like overran right now. Or maybe not overran, but they're having a record number of dogs coming in and cats. And
people have made it 2 years with their COVID dogs, their shutdown dogs. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? This is too much.
I feel so bad for those dogs. All of them have, like, separation anxiety now.
Well, I will say that it's not the human's fault that they were stuck at home. Well, it's the human. They probably shouldn't have
got a dog. Well, it's the human's fault for not being like, okay, this dog will get separation anxiety if I'm here 24-7. I probably should leave the house at some point
to
get this dog ready.
We couldn't leave the house, bro. We were on lockdown. Well,
just go outside and walk around or something.
But then you take the dog with you because then you're like, well, if I'm outside, I got to take the dog outside. He needs to use the bathroom.
The lady on
got
the...
got all the answers, Quet. Cam's got all the answers to all of society's problems.
Yeah, who knew?
Somebody's got to know.
People should just listen to me more.
Just simply lock your dog up and you go somewhere for a couple hours just to get away from him. Well, I'm stuck at home, so I'm going to have my dog out, okay? We'll just simply go outside. Well, that's where the dog wants to go to. So he's going to be sitting out the window looking at you like, can I come? You're putting your shoes on? Oh, it's outside time. It's outside time.
They do get excited.
They get so excited. Whenever I put my slides on, Frank starts doing spins, starts spinning around.
Oh,
like, yes!
Spins are fun.
Yes!
My cat never does that. She never gets excited about anything. She just looks at you like, are you going to leave?
She doesn't get excited when you go to...
Go on. Please get out of here.
When you go to feed her, she doesn't get excited?
No. She
like,
just
yeah,
expects
finally.
It.
Finally.
Fair enough.
Yeah. You know, the great Winston Churchill quote, I know I've said it on the show before, but it's always worth repeating.
It's been years.
Cats look down on us. Dogs look up to us. That's why I prefer pigs. Pigs view us as equals. One of the great Churchill quotes.
Hour two headlines. Can you get on there, Porky?
It's not very nice. Well, the first headline was about Young Williams. Let's go ahead and put a nice PSA out there. If you have a chance to go adopt, go adopt.
Go get you a dog or cat. You said you needed a dog.
The lady.
There you go. You just said, I wish I had a dog. Go to Young Williams. Get you a dog.
Your cat will love that.
I don't know that I can commit to a dog. Because cats are easy to, you know.
What do
but
you don't know if you can commit?
Well, because you got to take them out, and I'm not around a lot of the time.
No, they won't get separation anxiety.
And plus, I live in a home with another person. It's his house.
Put him outside.
He has talked about it. He wanted a dog, though. And he's thinking about getting one of those. Like,
he's going to get a dog, and then you're going to be sad because you're going to think it's your dog, but it's actually
And we're
going to
build a bond, and then I'll leave someday. Yeah. And he was talking about maybe getting a Frenchie, those French bulldogs, I think, with the snouts. Anyway, the lady from Young Williams on the news, though, she said that the problem is because they couldn't get spayed and neutered during COVID, and that's why the numbers.
Now there's just a high population.
Yeah. So,
that Bob Barker was right again.
Go adopt some dogs if you can, or cat, I guess. Czechoslovakians have told the NHL that Russian players are unwelcome at their 2022 Global Series in Prague. The Predators and Sharks are set to begin the NHL season in Prague October the 7th.
Okay.
Hockey season gets underway October 7th. But because of Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine, that could impact the game in Prague. What, Ukraine?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still happening.
Oh, yes. I remember a joke about that last night.
What was that joke?
Just talk about how nobody cares about Ukraine anymore.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we moved on to other things in the news now.
It's football season.
It's football season. Yeah, you can't expect Americans to care too much about Ukraine now.
I mean, it's football season.
Yeah.
Come on.
It is the most important time of the year for Americans. But anyway, the Czech government... This has a local tie because this could affect the Preds and Sharks game in Prague. The Czech government has told the NHL that Russian players can't make the trip for the games. And those teams, I guess, have some Russian players on them, possibly.
Kick them out of the league.
Nashville has a forward, Yakov Trenin. And San Jose has forwards Alexander Barabanov and Evgeny Savichnikov.
Cool. Move on. Don't care.
That was a little mean-spirited.
It's hockey, bro. It's hockey.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I should read some more tennis headlines See if I can find some golf for you.
I care more about tennis and golf than I do hockey.
I think you're underestimating how much people care about the Preds. I think they care more about it than tennis.
I'm estimating. Since when do we do a show for what people care about, though?
I try to keep.
Oh, do you? Do you?
Stories.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, here's one you'll like. The Jazz have agreed to trade Bogdanović to the Pistons.
Yeah, yeah. So the Pistons, that's a sneaky nice pickup for them, I guess, as they're trying to gear up for a potential playoff run. That, I guess, eliminates the Jazz from consideration in trading for Russell Westbrook and the Lakers pick, because I would imagine the Lakers would have wanted Bogdanović back in that return. So it seems like it's going to just come down to Westbrook is either going to get traded to Indiana or else he's going to run around with Pat Bev this year. We'll see if the Lakers come up off both first-round picks to get that Pacers trade done.
That we will see.
We will.
The 49ers are building a unique contract with Jimmy G that will allow him to earn millions in bonus money this year.
So basically now that he's the starter, they're coming back and they're trying to give him some incentives. Like, hey, if you hit these marks, well, because you're only getting paid $6.5 million right now or whatever it is. And, you know, if you're a starting quarterback, you're probably going to need to make at least 15 or so. That makes sense.
He earned so much bonus money from week two, it doubled his paycheck.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so I guess they're trying to take care of him.
Well, he's a starting quarterback. You want him to be happy. Do the right thing.
He can get paid just for being on the active roster.
There was a report that came out that some people inside the 49ers locker room had a pep in their step because they were excited that Jimmy G was back under center.
How about that?
Not good. I believe that, because Trey was not thriving by any means through a game in the four plays.
Not good for Trey Lance.
He happened to get hurt, but it seemed like it was trending toward Jimmy G taking over anyway, right?
Do we think that there's even a future in San Francisco for Trey Lance at this point?
Probably not. I mean, I'm kind of pulling for Jimmy G now. I hope it's one of those stories, one of those, you know, the return kind of thing. Like, he comes back and he does really good.
I don't know if that's going to be the case, where he comes back and does really good and they keep him, but I do wonder if, like, the ship has sailed on Trey Lance. Like, I know it was only a game and, you know, a quarter, basically, of his second year, but he looked awful, man. And it's easier to get away from rookie quarterbacks now. Like, are you really just going to try the same thing again next year and hope he's gotten better?
Yeah.
That's going to be like, how many games has he played, Cam? Like 10 games his last like four seasons, like 13 games, something like that. What is it? Like, I guess he played a full season and like a four game schedule, or was he only one during short COVID? Did he only get one during COVID?
They may have only got one. Yeah, I think you're right.
So he's played 13 games or 14 games.
It's not a lot. He's under 15 for sure, I'm pretty sure.
And then got some runs in college, and got some runs, I guess, last year, and then one start. So, I mean, he's played fewer than 20 games, basically, in over four seasons of football. That seems bad.
Not ideal.
That seems no good.
A United Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing.
Okay, we're at.
This computer's gone awry.
Was this the one about the somebody in the used the bathroom? There's one I was reading about that the bathroom had gotten. What's happened over there?
The screen won't stop moving. Oh, Jesus. Let's see. Hang on here. I got it. A mechanical problem. A mechanical problem on a United Airlines flight prompted an emergency landing early Thursday at New Jersey's Newark Liberty Airport. Apparently, the aircraft experienced a mechanical issue shortly after takeoff, remained in the air to burn fuel, and then landed safely, United said. Passengers deplaned at the gate, and a new aircraft is scheduled to depart this morning. So I guess it already departed. But yeah, it circled over the Atlantic and then had to make an emergency landing.
That seems kind of terrifying.
At Newark.
Seems kind of terrifying.
You don't see that often.
Nope. I would be scared to fly if I saw it more often.
Yeah. Flying's pretty safe, typically, but sometimes things happen.
It's just one of those things, though, if it goes bad, you don't feel like you can control anything. Like, I know driving in a car is very dangerous, too, and more people die and all that, but I've always thought, like, I have a good chance of avoiding wrecks. Like, at least I'm in control.
Car wrecks?
At least I'm in control. Like, I know some are unavoidable, but, like, you all right over there?
No, I'm not.
Well, let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
And we gon' dance! said don't, but I said I'm gonna misbehave.
Twitter writes in saying that the stadium hit 102 decibels versus Akron last week. How much is a decibel?
What?
Like how hard is it to go from 102 to 120? He says he thinks the stadium can hit over 120 this week.
I'm not sure though.
I'd imagine it's easy to go from like 40 to 60, but I don't know about going from 102 to 120. I don't know how hard that is.
I don't know how to measure the.
Just every single person.
Like single decibel.
If every single person in the stadium screams loud, like I guess. I guess it gets there. Maybe in our past moments, we haven't had everybody partaking in the events. I guess maybe if you replace 5% of the quiet people for loud people, that could get you over the hump. That's how I scream.
You do?
It says in a
kill. When my team's on defense, I just scream kill the whole time. Kill!
Kill!
Kill! Kill them!
It is fun to do because it's like, it's very.
I want to be barbaric. That's why when I'm there, I want to be a barbarian. That's my goal. I want to make people around me uncomfortable. They're screaming, let's go, and I'm just screaming, kill! Kill!
Tear off his head!
So this is interesting. From a quick Google about decibels.
Now you're an expert. Let's see what you got.
Apparently in a quiet room, no matter, if you're in your bedroom, just chilling, no matter how quiet it is, you're still getting a reading of about 10 decibels or more. If you add in appliances and breathing, it says you will be around 20 to 30 decibels.
I was going to guess that you're at least at 10.
Or, what if you start pumping off? Five,
I mean. Yeah. You said what? I missed that too.
He cracked himself.
I wanted to make myself laugh. I did that one for me.
I missed it, but okay.
I said, what if you start pumping off?
Probably goes up. Depending
on that one just
your level
me.
Of aggressiveness. but a plane taking off is 130 decibels. Normal voice apparently is 60?
A normal voice is 60? So it must be hard to get from 60 to 100 then. Yeah, if it takes 100,000 people screaming to get to
60 to 130 is go from normal voice to plane takeoff.
Tear off his legs!
What is an oscillate? Is that how you say it? Oscillate fan? Is that how you say it? Oscillating fan?
Oscillating. I'm pretty sure.
But if it's an oscillate. Well, either way, the fan.
What if it's a fan that squeaks? What if it's one of those that's kind of loose and it goes...
Is that you pumping off, or is that the fan?
No, that's the fan. Would you like me to do pumping off next? And then if you have a squeaking fan while you're pumping off, it's... How many decibels is that, Cam? Does your chart say?
I was going to download the app real quick and then give you a measurement, but...
We have decibels here on the podcast recording. We're at, consistently when we speak like this, we're somewhere between 18 and 12.
I don't think that's true because he said a speaking voice is
18 and 12 doesn't make sense. You mean 12 to 18?
Yeah, but either way. We have to
Well, I know it goes it goes negative.
I don't think 18 to 12 is the right because he said a speaking voice is 60.
That's that article said.
If a speaking voice is 60... Then how is a loud stadium only 102?
That's what we were wondering.
We don't get it. We don't know. I don't know if I buy that a speaking voice is 60, but
that doesn't check out to me either. I found another chart that says conversation is 60.
In a bar,
a truck is 80.
Like 60.
A trombone is 110.
A whisper is 30 decibels.
Well, that's all I'm saying. In a normal room is 10.
You're telling me a plane is only 4 times louder than a whisper? How does this work? I don't get it.
Apparently, breathing is only 10 decibels. Is 10 decibels? But
is it Nessa? So is the decky here? Is it really like 400 times louder?
Apparently, a police siren is 120, jet engine 130, fireworks 140.
A police siren is not louder than Neyland Stadium.
Yeah, I'm very confused by this.
What about a Spanish conversation? Is it louder than the average English conversation?
Sometimes.
Is it a group or one-on-one?
Just two Spanish people talking.
140 apparently is the threshold of pain with fireworks.
What is?
140?
I don't get decimals.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, I'm over the conversation.
I don't get them either. I don't understand them really. Like, I know.
I'm going to dive into the side.
All I know is you're not going to find anything louder than going to Bristol Motor Speedway, taking them air plugs out, going down by that fence on that second lap. Them cars come running around there, and on that second lap, take them air plugs out, go stand by that fence. See if that ain't the loudest thing you ever felt. Physical pain. Physical pain in the ears.
They say physical pain that goes over anything over 120.
Tell you what I'd like to be right by Keith Richards' amp.
Why
when he hits the opening, jumping
jack
flash.
I don't think a lot of country people would be saying that. It's not really, the bits aren't really lining up.
I kind of changed the voice.
The throttle of a NASCAR pit can reach levels as high as 130 decibels.
Yeah, again, I'm not getting this. I'm not understanding. But, like I said,
I'm so confused.
What do you think the loudest thing you've ever heard is?
Neyland Stadium.
You think so? That's the loudest place you've ever been?
2016 when Juwan caught that catch against Florida, yeah.
That was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I think the Josh
that Malone, in Oklahoma.
The Josh Malone one was louder, I think, whenever he took that slant to the house.
Yeah,
because that put you, that
you
took the lead.
10. No, yeah. Juwan put you up, but that put you, that ended the game. When you went up 10, that's when you realized, oh, we've won this game.
Okay. That was Malone's slant over the middle.
Yeah, you're right there. Yeah. That was loud. Oklahoma was loud. What year was that Georgia game?
I didn't get
Georgia
the full.
Georgia 13 was 13? Really loud. Maybe, whenever you get the block punt.
Yeah.
That was pretty crazy. I mean, I don't know how to differentiate. I mean, because 04 being there for Florida whenever we hit the 50-yard field goal, like, that was as much pandemonium as I've experienced inside Neyland Stadium because that's one of the few, and I know it wasn't a walk-off win, but that's one of the few walk-off wins we've had over a big rival. I mean, the Hail Mary, of course, against Georgia, but you're in a opposing stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Had that been in Neyland, it might have collapsed.
I imagine being there for the 98 game would have been pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was when pandemonium reigned.
That's true. I never hear people really talk about that in terms of the, like, when you're talking about loudness, though. But when that field goal...
Could we measure it back then the same way?
I don't know. When that field goal goes left, though, yeah, like, I would imagine that would be...
I saw some...
It literally is a walk-off win.
Yeah. I saw some half-wit said that we should storm the field if we were to beat Florida. I don't think you can storm the field for a game like this.
I don't know why you're calling them half-wits.
You're a 10-point favorite. I don't know. It's just something that I saw somewhere.
Yeah. I wouldn't call them half-wits.
I wanted to storm in 16, and I could not convince my section to do it with me.
Well, we were ranked higher then, too, so.
Yeah, but just breaking the streak.
Your logic isn't lining up, Cam.
It was breaking the streak, though. I think that was a big enough deal.
We need some consistency out of you, is it? Because if you're ranked higher, you can't do it. I'm not rushing the field against Austin Appleby. No thanks.
Fair, but.
I'll be damned if I rush the field for beating Austin Appleby.
I was feeling good that game, and I was on row one, so I was just like, this is my time.
There's a man in a banana suit running across the field.
To me, you also have to have like a dramatic end to, and like that wasn't a dramatic end. You were up 17 points until they scored a garbage time touchdown, and then you're nilling the ball out.
You have to have a dramatic end to rush the field?
I think the game has to be a little bit in question. Like, to me, when 2016 wasn't in question.
Was it halftime?
It was a halftime, yeah, but like you were up 38-21. Like the comeback was pretty ridiculous. Like you score to make it 21-10 at the 7.5 minute mark.
Mm-hmm.
You get a stop. I think they stop you again. Then you get another stop. And then like you're scoring Ethan Wolf from 20 yards out with a minute left in the third quarter. So you're down 4. You get a stop. And then you're scoring the go ahead touchdown. That's the deep ball to Juwan. That comes at the 12:45 mark. So, like, you scored 2 touchdowns basically in 2.5 minutes.
I was in the stadium.
Let's just call it 3 minutes. You basically scored in 3 minutes and 15 seconds.
Yeah. What I really wish is that Hurd had punched in that last one when we were driving down there, and that would have put you up.
Did we get, like, was the Todd Kelly interception right after the Juwan Jennings or the Josh Malone touchdown?
I can't remember the exact timeline.
After Juwan scored to go up 24-21, that's when Todd Kelly turned around and got an interception right after that, right? Because then, like, that's why I think the crescendo, when we're talking about the loudest, like, It says 11. So 12:45, Juwan Jennings, 67-yard touchdown. 11:48, Josh Malone, 42-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
On third and 10.
That had to be the peak, yeah.
So, like, you went two touchdowns and, like I said, I think an interception in between.
It being third down, too, I think, is also probably compounded that.
Yeah, Todd Kelly gets an interception on the very first play after that touchdown, and then you punch a touchdown in after a Jalen Hurd run for no yards, an incomplete pass, and then, yeah, that slant pass. So that was the crescendo. That's the loudest I've heard it. Maybe sometime – like, Oklahoma was the most exhausting game.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I had played in the game. I felt like the Jimmy Butler meme after the Oklahoma game, you know, like where he's sitting there in the finals. That's how I felt because I was in Oklahoma at that game, and – it was a long day, and I feel like I left it all out on the field, slash the stands. Like, I felt like I screamed.
It's probably how Baker Mayfield felt, too.
I screamed and did as much as I could, and when we lost that one, I was just like, well, A, we're never winning a big game again, and B, like, man.
That's tough.
Man.
Blew a 17-point lead.
I think it's how fast the sound waves hit a certain point, writes Invol Nation.
I'm starting to understand the science of decibels.
Point being the decibel gauge on the field, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. I didn't get the full Oklahoma experience.
I'm starting to get it.
Because I was in the press box.
You're starting to understand decibels?
Yeah, it's basically saying...
how powerful the wave is?
No, or? It's basically like it amplifies by a factor. So when you do that, like when it's small, like quiet, like a conversation, stuff like that, the gap between... getting like from 1 to 10 decibels is smaller, but it compounds. So as you get a higher number, the gap to get to the next number is bigger, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean,
so it has momentum.
The decibel scale is logarithmic.
Yes.
Which means that an increase of 10 decibels is a 10 time increase in intensity.
So like if you, like 10 times 1 obviously is like compounds.
That, so was I right when I said like you got to take the deca into account, the deci, like it
pretty much
10, so like it's 10 times stronger, so I was kind of
it's to the factor of 10, but
so when I said like 120 compared to 30 is actually 400 times stronger, would that be right?
Yes, it's like compounding, yes.
Yeah, or to be 4000 times stronger, 400 times stronger.
But yeah, you got the idea though.
This conversation's putting me to sleep.
You're the one who brought up decibels.
I had to do some quick science research.
I'm not good with science.
I get it now. It makes sense now to me a little bit.
Yeah. I think I get it too.
I don't.
Like I said, they put me in the Latin group in fourth grade, so I kind of understood deci.
It is cool when you see like a word and you're like, oh, I know what that kind of means because I remember what that kind of stands for.
They put me in the Latin.
Were you with the special kids? Like the
They kicked me out in fifth grade because I wasn't good enough at the internet. But like I was in the.
You thought it was a passing fad.
Yeah. Well, no, I wouldn't say that. But whenever we like started doing like actual projects, those kids were way better at like. The city kids, because I came from the county.
Yeah.
I was smart for the county. Well, I was smart for the county when I got to the city. I was still pretty smart in advance. But then when they actually did us, like, made us do, like, stuff that kind of shows how advanced you are, those kids were a lot better than me. And all the kids that were in there that, like, were better than me, it checked out that they were smarter than me, like, as school, like, progressed, too. So, like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, they were right.
So you were, what do they call that, gifted and talented?
Yeah. Ours was called enrichment, is what it was called.
Yeah, we were the gifted program where I was. I hated the gifted program.
But after we did a project, and I guess my FDR project was not good enough, I don't think I got invited back to it anymore. They realized, like, this kid, he needs to just go outside and play some sports. He's getting a little fat.
Yeah.
I was in a class with the special kids, too, but we had a different bus that we rode.
Yeah.
The Fan Run live stream is brought to you by Linderman Sports Medicine. If you're not active right now because of any discomfort or pain that is limiting any of your activities, check out the amazing work being done by Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine. Located in Memphis, but people come from all over Tennessee and beyond to get back in the game of life without surgery. She can help you have a healthier lifestyle. Visit LindermanSportsMedicine.com. LindermanSportsMedicine.com. You got your ticket yet, Cody?
No, I told you I thought I had one, and then it disappeared.
Oh, what a loser. Do we need to talk about it? Like, maybe we talk about it more on air, we can get you
Can we talk about...
Let's talk about whatever you want, buddy.
So here's the thing. My dad has a pair of season tickets.
Uh-huh. Your dad's not taking you?
No. And
he's taking his
wife, who's my stepmom.
Okay.
But I don't feel like she's as big of a fan as I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean, she gets the big games.
Are you wanting to pull rank?
No.
You pull rank?
I don't think I could.
Are you allowed to tell your dad like that? Let's just leave so and so at home.
I don't think I could.
Okay, so what's the question here?
Well, I don't know. It's a big game, you know.
I got a text in to answer your Twitter DM. I think we might have found you a ticket.
Uh-oh.
It's for sale. It's not free.
For sale?
I would imagine they're not going to tax you too much on it.
I haven't even been on the Twitter.
Well, anyways, keep going. I should have told you afterwards, but I got a text. Like I said, if we complain about it enough, we might be able to get you in the stadium.
Ooh, this looks interesting. This looks like a good ticket. Do we know the price?
I don't know the price. I just read the text I got. It said, tell Cody to answer his DM.
Have they considered that I'm poor? Boy, that video board looks nice. That north end zone. That's a nice seat. I would love to have that ticket.
Do you know the price?
Not yet.
Well, just ask the price.
My buddy has a single ticket for sale. Not sure what you want to spend.
Oh, that's not going to go well.
Lower level, right under the cover and in. That's good if it rains.
It's not going to rain. Whoa, it's not going to rain. It's not going to rain.
Is that the worst thing that could happen?
Is if it rains?
I mean, I think it wouldn't be good for our offense if it rains, but for me personally, it might, you know, kind of be a little cooler in the stadium, but because I'm wearing...
What would be the worst thing that could happen?
Losing would be the worst thing that happened. A bomb would be number two.
I think terrorist attack would maybe be number one.
I'm going losing.
Did you see the Utah girl get in trouble?
Yep, losing number one.
I got a lot of people send me that. It was like, this is you.
This would be your soulmate. Like, losing would be number one. Terrorist attack would be number two. Another big injury would be number three.
Are you surprised that there's never been a terrorist attack at a stadium?
I think about it often.
I hope it never happens, obviously.
Every time I walk into the stadium, I think about it.
Is today the day?
Yeah.
It be in my section?
Well, I mean, you say it's never happened, but I mean, like, that's kind of what the Boston Marathon bombing was. I know it wasn't in a stadium, but it was in a place with a whole lot of people and, like, athletes and fans and stuff. I mean, that's kind of why
I think about things like that, like, that they don't happen more often. I'm kind of surprised that there's always lunatics out there.
You know? Let's not talk about it. Let's not inspire any.
Well, I hope we don't. Obviously, I'm not advocating for it. I'm just saying, like, I'm surprised it hasn't happened.
But, yes, the worst thing that could happen is Tennessee loses. Yeah. Anyways, back to your dilemma with your stepmother. I'm interested in this.
No, there's no dilemma.
You actually have something that I'm interested in you talking about, so let's go back to it.
That's kind of a slight. There's no drama with it, and I don't know. My dad might be listening, so I don't want to. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that, like, you know, she
talking about her like that.
She didn't grow up as a fan of the team.
But is she a fan now?
I think so. I think she enjoys going to the games, and you know, I just.
So, what do you want to do? You want to pull rank, or what's the
question? No, no, no.
You
I'm just
throw
I'm
your
just
dad under the bus. Like, what are you trying
no,
to get?
No, here's
to?
The thing, though. Like, he gives me the tickets to, like,
to the small games.
Yeah, like I got the Akron tickets, and that was nice.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it and everything.
How much did he pay you to go?
Huh?
Nothing. It was a sellout. It was a good ticket.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it, and it was fun, and it's a nice perk to have, you know.
Yeah. Quit beating around the bush. Let's go.
Well, I'm just wondering if, like, I'll ever get, like, a big game. Like, if I get he did take me. We did go to the Alabama game in 2016. But
That was about as big as it got, though, in terms of ticket prices.
It was those a big game.
I remember those tickets were going for $300 a pop, which seemed crazy at the time, which now.
Yeah. Looking really back on it, it did not go well.
Can't really find tickets for less than $300 to Florida, which, I mean, I know the inflation and everything, but.
Yeah.
So you're trying to campaign to get to go to the Kentucky game, maybe?
I don't know. I guess I'm just asking.
The Alabama
game? Should I ask?
Expect dad. Like, does he come to every game or just the big ones?
He comes to the big ones.
He comes to all the big ones?
But he's going
to
bring.
But he comes to all the big ones, though.
Yeah, but obviously he's not going to come alone. So, I mean, I don't think I should expect to get a ticket to the game.
Just be like, hey, dad, if you don't go to the Alabama game, let me know. Me and my friend John will go because I don't have a ticket to Alabama. So if you want to, you know.
He'll definitely be here for the Alabama game.
I'll sell for Kentucky.
I could probably get us tickets to UT Martin if you want to go to that one.
No, I don't.
Well, don't know what more I can do.
Okay. You think your dad will come to Kentucky game?
probably.
So he's balled up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Comes away from Arkansas?
Yeah, he's a big fan. He flies over usually.
Oh.
He has a plane.
Yeah, yeah, what a flex.
It's pretty cool.
It is a flex.
I don't get to fly on it much. I've been up a couple times, but when I go up with him, we have to... There's this whole
different
thing about
precautions.
Yeah, there's this whole thing about like we can only have like half the amount of fuel because weight. You got to put the weight. There's a weight factor.
Yeah, I got it. I get it.
We can't really fly long distances because we don't have enough fuel because I'm heavier than the average passenger. Something like that. You know? Yeah. So still no ticket. Let me ask.
Yeah, take it.
Let me ask about this price.
It's probably going to be expensive if it's not his. I thought it was his.
It says it's his buddy.
Yeah, yeah. I just thought Thomas is a good guy. He would have given you a discount. He's a fan.
What
of
should
show,
I ask? What price are we thinking?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
If it's his buddies, then it's probably not getting the hookup is what I'm getting at.
I'll say.
Tell them I'm fun.
Not sure, comma, what.
Maybe if you just text your stepmom and ask, like, hey.
Price?
I really miss Dad. I'd like to spend the weekend with him.
No,
I'd really like to sit with him at the game.
No, I feel bad for even bringing it up.
Yeah,
because like,
let's move on.
Obviously, I don't expect him to come over alone
yeah.
and like you're, just so his son can have a ticket.
Yeah,
just,
and you're too old.
But I would like to go to a game with him, you know, and have like that experience.
Well, maybe he'll come over and go to Tennessee Martin with you.
Probably not. Probably not. These tickets.
You just want to go to the big ones with him.
Yeah. Well, yeah. yeah,
only
yeah
the,
sure.
Only the big ones.
Sure. That Alabama game, that was a big game, but it just
I'd do anything to get to go to well. Tennessee Martin game with my dad.
It's not funny. It's not. It's a humorous thing for you to say, but it puts me in a position. It makes me feel bad, awkward. What do you expect out of this? I mean,
so you're. Go throw some axes tonight or Saturday during the game if you don't have tickets. Go blow off some steam. Celebrate with our friends at Craft Axe Throwing, located minutes from downtown Knoxville. It's a good date night. Maybe go tomorrow for the game. Get some food. Go drink some seltzers. Then throw some axes. Make sure to tell them Fan Run Radio sent you. How you holding up, Cody? You all right?
Yeah, I just keep feeling this sharp pain in my
is your appendix
rectum.
Liver.
Oh, okay. Anyways.
It's a scientific term.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there's a lot of air built up in there.
I don't want to hear more about it. Just don't want to hear more about it at all, to be honest.
Well, that's what it was when I went to the bathroom. It was all air.
I don't want to hear about it.
There was a little splat.
Did you
splat.
Not just hear me say that?
A little splat against the back of the
Cam, toilet. Where's your confidence level at for Tennessee, Florida, as we are now closing in on 49 hours away?
I'm a 9.3. I already took advantage of an alternate -13.5
okay.
spread.
Seems like a lot of people. Everyone I hear talking about this game, every blue check mark, everybody who picks games, everyone who's in the college football universe is saying Tennessee by at least 14 points.
Yeah, it makes me nervous, but also my logic with that was with the 10, like, yeah, I think we'll get the 10.5 number, but also I don't think we're going to win by, like, you know, kicking field goals. I think it's going to be touchdowns. So if we win by two scores, I think it's going to be two touchdowns more than anything. Was kind of my logic there, but I'm pretty confident. I'm at like a 9.2, 9.3 now.
That's more confident than you were earlier in the
yeah,
week.
Yeah, yeah, I'm getting there. I do get nervous when everybody's on the same page.
Everyone is on Tennessee. I haven't seen one person really make the case
yeah.
for Florida like that thinks that they have a chance to win this game, that even really thinks they have a chance to hang in the game.
Yeah, it makes me very nervous from that perspective, but I feel good. I feel good. I think they got it. I think they should be all right. I think they've been saying the right stuff. They know what's at stake here. And I don't think this team is necessarily, you know, in their head like I feel like some of the other teams probably have been in the past just with the streak and everything. I think this team is ready for this moment. I think they also believe that this could be the breakthrough.
Let me put it to you this way.
All right, let's hear it, Jack.
Saturday is going to be one of the best days of our lives.
Ooh. I've been saying that. I said that Monday.
Ooh. It's going to be a top. Think of the days you've had, the best times you've had.
Yep.
The best.
What would be the current best day of my life? Do you know what the answer is of yours? Do people know that? I mean, I know if you're married or you have a kid, you're probably like, by default, would be like, yeah, the day my kid was born.
I don't believe those are actually the best days.
I feel like that would be a pretty bad day.
I would say the day your kid is born, you probably do feel such a sense of relief and joy that, like, A, nothing went wrong. B, the kid's here. And I would imagine holding the kid that's half yours would be a pretty special
deal. I think the stress leading up that day, though, is probably not.
It's not that different than a big game, though. You stress your team's going to lose. Like, your baby being born and being healthy and, you know, that's winning the big game.
Some say getting married for the first time or second time.
Yeah.
Third time.
Man. This is kind of sad. We don't really have a lot going on for us, boys.
Well, it's not all about having a wife and kids.
The three of us have neither.
Well, we have other things.
Like what? To have a dog.
I got to see the Rolling Stones live in concert.
Would that be the best day of your life?
Four times.
Probably the Rose
Bowl show and the Nashville show. Those rank as two of my probably 30 best days.
So you can fill out a full month.
I think the first time you get some action.
No, not for me. Mm.
Yeah, that was
her grandpa came home early. I was hot in the closet.
It wasn't good for me. It was my grandpa. I didn't expect it.
Best day of my
life. It's kind of sad. If you're married or you have kids, you have a kind of a default answer. But for the rest of us, like, do other people have like the best day of their life circled?
It probably was when I got my first ferret. That was a really good day for me. I was really happy that day. That finally reached my goals. That's all I wanted. Outside of that, nope, not much.
Blowing the Juwan Hail Mary in a catch Newport was Beach honestly bar room.
The Juwan Hail Mary catch was a really good day for me, actually.
I didn't want that to be my answer, but I had such a fun day that
day.
That was such a great day.
Yeah, like, I was driving that day.
I didn't want to say that was it, but that was such a fun day. Like, the pregame was fun.
Yeah.
The game was fun. The postgame was a hell of a time.
I actually may use that one. That was one of the last times I got to hang out with one of my best friends.
If you don't have a family...
People are talking about the terrorist thing being morbid. This is way more depressing for me than thinking about a potential, terrorist.
I mean, there are other good days. Like, think about maybe like the Christmases you spent with your family.
There's not one that stands out. It's like, wow, that was such a great Christmas.
But it was a good day. You know, you didn't really think of it at the time as like, this is a great day. But there are certain things like that.
I might go out drinking tonight, too. Might start it.
I can remember the worst days a lot easier.
God.
For me, I'm kind of with you on this because we don't have family. So it's like maybe it is like maybe when you do have a kid, you think of like their first soccer game. Maybe that's why people have kids, so they can enjoy their lives through their children.
I got to get my stuff together. From today on, this is it. I'm going to become a family man. I got to at least start working on my list of best days because it can't be us beating a Georgia team that went like 7-5.
Yeah. It can't be.
The 8-4 Vols beat the 7-5 Bulldogs. That can't be my
one
answer.
Of the great days of my life.
That can't be it.
College, I got there that bad.
That can't be it. That Georgia team that lost to Vandy, that was the highlight of my life. That can't be the answer.
Some college kids won their football game, and that's one of my greatest memories.
That can't be it for me. Absolutely not.
Then the next best one, some 75-year-old rock legends put on a concert. And
I liked when the Titans made that run to the AFC Championship.
The Falcons beating Green Bay in the... But in that one playoff,
we didn't really go out in Baltimore. We were too scared.
Awesome.
We went out down to where Baltimore, like where you go out. And I was like, that's too scary. I don't want to be out here with all these angry Baltimore fans. I'm good.
What about our best show? Do we have a best show? Could be this one. Maybe this is the best show we've ever done.
Best show we've ever done.
Certainly didn't start that way.
Nah, it's gotten better.
It's grown on us.
We're gonna come in perfectly, like in the middle of our bell curve or whatever.
I usually don't warm up until the second hour anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know my best day, but I don't think I can talk about it on air.
Bell curves do go, with getting laid.
Bell curves go both up and down, right? There's the one that goes up and the one that goes down, right?
So, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm saying the middle of the bell curve can be at the top or the bottom, right?
I'm no geometry expert.
I don't know if it's still considered a bell curve if you flip it.
Oh.
It's an upside down bell curve.
If I say it's something that is in the middle of the bell curve, that the implication there is the top, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's not in the middle of the bell curve.
Makes me think of Taco Bell.
Beating Cody in trivia has been pretty fun. Those are probably ranking.
Those trivia days, probably they rank in the top 100 of life memories.
Oh my god, this is depressing.
What about something with Frank? Maybe the first day you got Frank.
What? The first day remember? He licks me on the cheek, or what?
Yeah, that made you feel good, probably.
No, those are all tainted. That was with the past lover.
Yeah, that's fair.
I can't think of much for me outside of sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and it's not nearly as much sex. It was more.
Isn't that a TV show?
I did like watching, you know, some of my favorite shows live. I guess those are cool days.
Game of Thrones had its
has such a bad ending too. It's tainted.
Yeah. Watching Sopranos for the first time. It's cool.
Saturday is going to be fun. I don't know if we can call it the best day of our life because, you know, again, it goes back to college kids. But a lot of fellowship. I appreciate the fellowship around sports.
Yeah.
The high fives and the hugs. Dear God, I need to find me a lover. Hour two in the books. Let's go to hour three. We got a submission. One of the best shows we did was whenever we leaked the text message from John Curry. That was pretty fun. That was a pretty fun show. That was a good one. We mixed in John Curry's tweets with the headlines. That's when we found out about Maharani and all of her lovers.
Mm-hmm.
There was Swarna, Ambika, Maharani.
Yeah.
Can't remember all those other ones.
Sean writes in and says at least y'all are making others feel better about their lives. That's good.
Yeah. That's good.
Way to kick us while we're down, Sean.
That's good.
Yeah, but also,
correct.
Congrats. I'm happy for you guys.
Maybe we should just get wives.
Where do you get those?
You can order them.
No.
2-day shipping with Amazon.
If anyone's listening who would consider being our wives, please consider.
Hour three coming at you with headlines. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.